My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He joins me now to discuss his new legislation designed to address the ongoing crisis on our southern border and the influx of many different illegal immigrants, but in particular, underage unaccompanied minors. And Senator, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
What are the key tenets of your bill?
Well, fundamentally, we need to detain these illegals and not let them go and not release them into American society, but quickly and efficiently deport them to their home countries. And so that's fundamentally what the bill does. Right now, way too many of these illegals coming in are basically caught and released to family members in the country, many of them illegal, released to others. And the great majority of those are never heard from again. You know, they're given a court date, a pretty please notice to show up in court, and in the great majority of cases, that never happens.
So your legislation would require that if these people are coming here illegally, they be detained, and there's no chance of them actually staying.
Correct. You know, unless there'll be a very, very small percentage who have a real sort of asylum claim. And we also strengthen the standards so that people can't just lie their way through that. But apart from that, they'll be quickly deported.
Explain the major differences between your bill and the one that Senator Cornyn and Congressman Cuellar have introduced, which also expedites the process here for those coming illegally.
Two main differences. First of all, we raise the standard for anything like an asylum claim. They do not. Secondly, we absolutely ensure that these illegals are detained and not given over to anyone like family members until they're deported out of the country, assuming that's appropriate. They do not.
If, in fact, you do have some standards of which asylum would still be granted, how do you then, assuming that word would get down to those who are trying to stay in the country, how do you weed out those who legitimately fit in those categories and those who are simply claiming that?
Well, you have to have more than just say a few magic words. That's part of the problem now is folks quickly learn what magic words or vague claims they have to make to possibly have that argument. We raise the standard, make it more stringent and meaningful so that they have to have a lot more detail or documentation about these sorts of issues.
What are those conditions that would grant asylum in your legislation?
Well, we basically raised the standard so that you have to have some sort of substantiated asylum claim. The huge majority of cases, clearly, these folks need to be sent back humanely, safely, but quickly, effectively, to their home countries.
Are we talking legitimate war refugees, sex trafficking? What are some of the specifics?
Yes, certainly that sort of thing. Basically, the test is it clear when they go back to their home country, they're going to be in a completely untenable situation. That doesn't mean, you know, are there problems in their home country? Is there poverty in their home country? Of course. That's been the case basically forever, and it's going to continue to be the case for a while, unfortunately.
What type of support are you finding in the Senate?
Great support on Capitol Hill, even greater support in America, because I think this particular part of the immigration crisis, and it is a crisis on many different levels, including a humanitarian crisis, and I'll get back to that in a minute, but I think it's galvanizing the American people around the common sense notion that we need to do something meaningful in quickly, effectively deporting these folks back to their home country, not letting them stay indefinitely, which means a whole lot of them will really stay forever, never be heard from again if they're released out into American society.
And you mentioned the humanitarian crisis. What did you want to say on that front?
Well, this is a crisis, you know, on a lot of different levels, including, as many folks have said, a humanitarian crisis. But right now we have a policy that causes that humanitarian crisis to grow, to get worse. More minors being put in the hands of more gangs, criminal gangs, coyotes, dangerous people who oftentimes abuse these minors. So my fundamental point on that is that, you know, it's not a humanitarian policy if that policy is causing that to continue and to grow. It's the opposite. And we need a policy that shuts down that criminal activity and that potential for abuse. And the only way you do that is quickly, humanely send these people back to their home countries.
We're talking with Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. Sir, if this were to pass, to what extent do you trust this administration to enforce it?
Well, quite frankly, I don't trust the administration with regard to enforcement in general, and that's why my bill doesn't give them room to maneuver, doesn't leave much, if anything, to their discretion. That's another big difference between our legislation and some other alternatives out there in Congress, even among Republicans.
I've mentioned to a few people that we were doing this interview today, and in addition to interest in the legislation, some people wondered, well, Louisiana's not a border state, so why is he taking the lead on this? What do you tell them?
Well, as you know, Greg, I've been involved in this issue for a long time in terms of immigration, so my being a leader on that is nothing new. But secondly, every state in the country is significantly impacted. I've been digging out information about Louisiana impacts because I'm concerned about it. There are about 1,200 brand new cases of these unaccompanied alien children being sent to Louisiana, basically released into Louisiana with relatives, et cetera. So there's a big Louisiana impact. Now, it doesn't rival Arizona, it doesn't rival Texas, but there's a big Louisiana impact because there's a big impact on every state in the country.
One of the things we've heard, of course, over the past several weeks is this is largely an influx of little kids who don't even have parents with them, and they're essentially helpless and at the mercy of the U.S. government and American citizens. There has been some commentary recently looking at this a little more closely, and I think it was the Lieutenant Governor of Texas who said that 80% to 85% of these unaccompanied minors are actually teenagers, and he believes a large number of them, as you indicated a little bit earlier, might be more of the gang-affiliated type than the preschoolers in need of a teddy bear.
There's certainly all of the above, and there's certainly a lot of teenagers, including many with that sort of affiliation you're talking about. But look, we need to treat them all carefully and humanely. The question is what we do with them, and we need to detain them and then quickly deport them. That's what's going to stop this flow from continuing and continuing to grow. And that's ultimately the most humane policy, a policy that stops these minors being put in the hands of criminal and dangerous gangs.
But just as one quick follow-up on that, do you believe the media has appropriately characterized what's really happening there?
No, I don't, because I think, you know, they, for the most part, convey the storyline that these are all, you know, tiny kids. They're not. It's much more of a mixed bag. Now, it depends on what media reporting you look at. I think the more accurate picture is slowly getting out.
And any timetable on this? I know it's always difficult for Republican initiatives to get airtime on the Senate floor, but what's your sense on how quickly this might get addressed given the immediacy of the problem?
Well, it is an immediate problem. We need to act now. Unfortunately, on the Senate side, Harry Reid seems determined to just take up a spending bill that's basically given President Obama a big chunk of money, mostly to house and feed these illegal aliens, not to fix the problem. That isn't going to go anywhere. I hope when that doesn't go anywhere, that opens up the debate and we look at real enforcement measures that can make a difference.
Senator, a critical issue and a critical debate. Thank you, sir, very much as always for your time.
Thank you.
Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He is the sponsor of new legislation designed to expedite deportations along the southern border in response to the recent influx of unaccompanied minors coming to this country. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.